Our reading today is from Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 through 10. The title of it is Pray with Simplicity. And when you come before God, don't turn that into a theatrical production either. All these people making a regular show out of their prayers, hoping for stardom. Do you think God sits in a box seat? Here's what I want you to do. Find a quiet, secluded place so you won't be tempted to role play before God. Just be there as simply and honestly as you can manage. The focus will shift from you to God, and you will be able to sense His grace. The world is full of so-called prayer warriors who are prayer ignorant. They're full of formulas and programs and advice, peddling techniques for getting what you want from God. Don't fall for that nonsense. This is your Father you are dealing with, and He knows better than you what you need. With a God like this loving you, you can pray very simply like this. Our Father in heaven, reveal who you are. Set the world right. Do what's best. As above, so below. That concludes today's reading.
Brothers and sisters in Christ, on this day of our Cocoa Beach Community Church 69th Annual Congregational Meeting, it is most appropriate, I believe, to refer to Matthew 6, verse 33. It's part of the Sermon on the Mount given by Jesus. And in my heart and personal conviction, it says just about everything that being a church of Jesus Christ is or is supposed to be all about. Matthew 6:33. Steep your life in God reality, God initiative, God provisions. Don't worry about missing out. You'll find all your everyday human concerns will be met. And this is our second scripture reading today. My friends, there is a story about a dignified pastor who visited with a woman confined to a wheelchair in a nursing home. And as he stood up to leave, the woman asked if he would pray for her. So he gently took her hand and prayed that God would be with her and bring her comfort, strength, and healing. And when he finished praying, her face began to glow, and she said softly, "Pastor, would you please help me to my feet?" Not knowing what else to do, he helped her up. At first, she took a few uncertain steps, and then she jumped up and down, danced, shouted, and cried with happiness until the entire nursing home was aroused. Afterwards, the pastor hurried to his car. He closed the door. He grabbed hold of the steering wheel and prayed out loud, "Lord, don't you ever do a thing like that to me again." The sad humor in the story is that this minister was doing his job and prayed as he was accustomed to. But he was doing it without faith, without expectation, without expecting any results. Therefore, his prayer was nothing but empty phrases. In other words, he was so very human, so very much like you and me. Jesus was aware of this human weakness. Even then, 2,000 years ago, people were the same, just about like us today. Now, Jesus spoke often and very directly about prayer, teaching us exactly how to pray. Linda just read from Matthew 6, where it says, "Here's what I want you to do. Find a quiet, secluded place so you won't be tempted to role play before God. Just be there as simply and honestly as you can manage. And the focus, listen to this, the focus will shift from you to God. And you will begin to sense God's grace." Sunday after Sunday, we together pray the Lord's Prayer. And a central part of that prayer is, "Let your kingdom come. Let your kingdom come." What do we mean when we pray for the coming of God's kingdom in our midst? We are praying for what? Exactly what? Scripture says, "Our Father in heaven, reveal who you are. Set the world right. Do what is best, as above, so below." And in the first chapter of the Gospel of Mark, we learn that Jesus actually began his earthly ministry with exactly the same message. Jesus said, "Time's up. God's kingdom is here. Change your life and believe the message." The coming of God's kingdom on earth was dead center in the message of Jesus. God's power would renew all creation. Peace and justice would mark God's kingdom. In the Lord's Prayer, Jesus taught us to pray that God's kingdom must come in order to, so that God's will, which is for all our good, would be done on earth as it is in heaven. Therefore, in Jesus Christ, Scripture says, the kingdom of God has arrived. The message of God and God's power moved and inspired the first Christians. Christianity was born because a few devout people were converted from dead living to a God-centered and empowered passion to claim territory for the Prince of Peace. And so when we pray, "Our Father in heaven, reveal who you are, set the world right, do what's best as above, so below," we are simply asking that God would shape and give new meaning to your life and to mine, to our faith, to our ways of thinking and our ways of doing. Jesus said, the focus will shift from you to God, and you will begin to sense God's grace. Wow. The focus, promises God, the focus will shift from you and me to God. And only then you will begin to sense God's true grace. Choice is ours. We can pray, let your kingdom come, exactly like that minister who prayed for the woman in the wheelchair. Nothing but an idle repetition of words, an empty phrase without real meaning, and still remain skeptic and even surprised when good things begin to happen. And in nowadays, many of us would even say, Lord, don't you ever do that to me again. Or we can discover the heart of the gospel of Jesus Christ. O God, let your kingdom come. And as from this day onward, I will mean what I say, and I will go where you lead me, in order to let your kingdom come. And there is a specific order. Jesus says that the point and place of arrival for God's kingdom is where? Deep within you, deep within me, deep within us. And when we earnestly pray as Jesus taught, reveal who you are, set the world right, do what's best as above, so below, then Jesus assures us, the focus will shift from you to God, and you will begin to sense God's grace. Jesus said, Matthew 6:33, steep your life in God reality, God initiative, God provisions. Don't worry about missing out. You'll find all your everyday human concerns will be met. That's the promise. As you and I begin to sense God's grace within us, our hearts, our lives, even our pocketbooks will open up to spread the message, Emmanuel, God is indeed with us. Strive for the kingdom, dedicate yourselves to do God's word and will. Friends, anyone can curse the darkness, but people of faith rather light candles to defy the darkness. On this day of remembering our past, the message is, if you and I are only interested in ourselves, this church will eventually become a museum for saints, rather than a spiritual haven from where fresh, living waters flow. O God, let your kingdom come, not only in my life, but also in the lives of all those who Jesus came from. 69 years in this place have shaped us to be open and welcoming for all, without any unwelcome signs of any kind. It is not for us to judge or to determine who should be welcomed into a church of Jesus Christ. If you and I have no passion and dedication for our church's specific identity, message, place and calling, let me tell you, let me assure you that our church will vanish from this area. Therefore we pray, O God, let your kingdom come. We remember the cry of prophet Hosea of old, where he wailed it out, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Our Center for Spiritual Enrichment came into being because of our passion for deeper knowledge about our faith. The joy of growing and moving forward in faith can only be fully experienced when you and I open our hearts and our minds and utilize these opportunities in our church to learn and to grow in faith. So let us challenge one another to devote extra time to learn, to grow, and to understand our Christian faith. Therefore we pray, O God, let your kingdom come. We understand and we know that our personal relationship with God determines who we are and how we could and should live. Therefore, we are in the process of establishing a permanent spiritual health center. A growing number of our people are joining spiritual life teams to experience the blessing of talking about God in our personal lives. This is who we want to be. Oh, I believe this is what God wants us to be. Therefore we pray, oh God, let your kingdom come. We've seen the need. We've heard the cry of many in this area who are hungry, homeless, helpless, and hopeless. We are reaching out to those in need like never before. If you and I fail to respond to the desperate needs of our time, our church and this ministry will be nothing but a worship club, a place where people play religion like in a concert, and we will no longer be the body of Christ at work in the world. Oh God, let your kingdom come. We believe that in the person of Jesus Christ, we receive truth about God, truth about the world, truth about ourselves, and therefore we are reaching out to our community, our entire community, to share our faith with so many who are still wrestling, struggling, groping in darkness. O God, let your kingdom come. Let us steep our lives in God reality, God initiative, God provisions, and not worry about missing out. O God, let your kingdom come. What a fantastic time to be alive. What a fantastic privilege to serve God through Jesus Christ, to be part of something so great. 69 years have gone by. Let me tell you, in Jesus' name, the best is still to come. God is with us. We shall not fear. Amen.